After thousands of concerts across tens of thousands of miles, Ruth Unger and Mike Miranda have emerged as one of Acoustic America's most revered musical duos. Mike and Ruthie are playing this weekend at the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge, New York, as part of the Winter Hoot, a three-day festival that'll feature music and dancing, as well as birding, hiking, blacksmithing even, nature photography, and indoor farmers markets, silent auctions, and more. Sounds like a lot of fun. Mike and Ruthie join us now. Great to see you both, and an extra guest here as well.
Yeah, it's great to be here, and we've got our daughter Opal, who's almost 8 months old. She's sitting on my lap.
Hi, Opal. How are you?
She's fantastic.
That's great.
She'll talk later.
She has performance anxiety at the moment, but I'm sure she'll say something. So the big event is coming up, and this was really your idea, right, Mike?
We've been wanting to start a small community-oriented festival for a while. We are traveling performers ourselves, and we've been lucky enough to attend some small events around the country that we're sort of modeling this festival after. And the aim is to bring the community together and sort of think local, think regional in terms of music, food, environment, get everyone under one roof, with that roof being the Ashokan Center, a brand new facility in Olive Bridge, New York.
Well, you know, that answered one of my questions. This is clearly not an outdoor event.
Well, no, there will be some outdoor activities, as you mentioned. There will be a gorge hike, some birding, nature photography. Yes, there's Opal.
Hello, Opal.
All that stuff's being led by the outdoor education staff at Ashokan, and the Ashokan Center, for those of you who don't know, has year-round educational programs for kids, and so they're going to share some of what they do.
and the proceeds from the festival will help more school groups from the Hudson Valley and the Catskill regions attend these educational environmental workshops.
Now, I have not been to the Ashokan Center. I apologize. I've been very busy the last 10 years, and I think you two know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's enormous. It's hundreds of acres, right?
It's sort of a long story, but in 1967, the original campus was built as an environmental education center owned by SUNY New Paltz. More recently, the property, which is 400 acres, went up for sale, and Ruth's dad, Jay Unger, and stepmom, Molly Mason, who have been hosting their music and dance events there for the last 35 years, just renting the facility for a few weeks in the summer. Mm-hmm. When it went up for sale, they got involved, didn't want to see the property disappear to any old interest, and they put together a foundation, bought the land, and rebuilt a gorgeous campus on higher ground.
Wow, and Jay and Molly will be at this event, correct?
They'll be performing, yeah.
That's great.
They're, of course, not only my parents, but our mentors as far as putting on an event like this.
And, of course, as you both are, they're no strangers to these airwaves. So this is really exciting. All right, let's talk about, before we get to the blacksmithing, which is really getting to me.
I think that's going to bring you to the festival.
Well, it
I can
could
tell.
Be.
I can see it.
A couple of my daughters might be able to do that. Uh-huh. Let's talk about the music, and let's talk about some of the events going on.
The indoor stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a beautiful new performance hall, and so that's the main stage. There's basically one main stage, which will be going the entire time. Friday evening, there's a dinner by New World Home Cooking, local restaurant, and there will be a movie, Dear Governor Cuomo, by John Bauermaster, followed by some songs with Natalie Merchant and friends.
Oh, that's nice.
So that is Friday's program. Saturday, all day, we've got amazing musicians. We've got Elizabeth Mitchell starting off, which, for those of you who don't know, she is up for a Grammy for one of her kids' records this year. And
what time will she be on?
That's
start?
11 o'clock.
Okay.
And even at 10 o'clock, the crafts will begin for kids, for people who want to come early or people who've slept over from Friday night. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Fiber Flame, but they're a wonderful, wonderful place in Saugerties. And we've recruited them to come create a whole room that's just for kids.
Oh, great.
You can even sort of drop your kid off if they're entertained. You can go see some music while your kids make a project in there.
You know, Ruth, you are just you are the perfect mom. You're carrying on business here. The baby is happy. She's got the headphones. You're doing this reminds me of my house. You two are doing a splendid
it's a family
job.
Affair.
It's
Thank
great.
You,
so what else is going on during Saturday's performances?
We've got Amy Helm from Woodstock, an incredible blues singer. She'll be there with her band, Spirit Family Reunions, from down in the city, and mm-hmm. they've been up here a bunch for different events. They call their music non-secular gospel, and they really bring the party.
So that's all right.
We're excited about them. We mentioned Elizabeth Mitchell. Of course, Jay Unger and Molly Mason. Rosie Newton and Richie Stearns are also from New York State. They're in the Ithaca area. They'll be playing some old-time music for dancing. And our favorite wordsmith songwriter from down in New York City named Jeffrey Lewis is going to come illuminate us as well.
That's very nice.
He's amazing. He's not only a songwriter and a really fun personality, but he's also a cartoonist. He does comic books, and some of them are really large, and he's going to do some projections that go along with his songs, which are pretty entertaining.
That's Saturday, and then Sunday we're going to have a brunch and wrap the whole thing up with a great kids act called Rat Boy Jr.
Rat Boy Jr.
Uh-huh. They're taking the scene by storm.
Yeah. And so this starts on the main day, not the main day.
The big day is Saturday.
And it starts early at 11, and it goes all the way till midnight.
That's right.
Yeah, the last thing is a big old-time dance party, and that could be pretty free-form, depending on the level of consumption of the Keegan ales.
I see. Well,
yeah, local beer, local food, local farms, local music.
We're talking to Ruth Unger and Mike Miranda, and the big winter hoot is coming up this weekend. Now, you mentioned people staying over. Camp out, or how would you do that?
Indoors.
Okay.
Indoors.
Oh, you can do it indoors.
The new facility has a lot of space for it's designed for kids, so there are a lot of big group bunk houses, but they're beautiful, they're warm, they're perfectly clean. You will be the second person to ever sleep in that bed.
Wow, that is so cool.
And we basically there are I think maybe even one private room available still, but they're basically It's a beautiful facility where people can stay over if they want, and there will be a lot of food on site for people who are there all day, whether they're sleeping over or not. We're going to transform this dining hall into a little farmer's market.
Yeah,
and we've got great food vendors with lots of different locally sourced and delicious food.
Is Dad proud that you've done this?
I think he is. I just told him about how well the ticket sales were doing so far, and he sounded pretty excited.
That's great. That's great.
The one thing we haven't mentioned yet is that we're going to have a small environmental what do we want to call it?
Expo.
Mm-hmm. Because it is an environmental education center, so we thought we'd get some of the environmental groups and stewards of the Catskills and Hudson Valley to be represented at the festival as well.
Well, you two are cool as cucumbers here with the baby in the house, and it's so much fun to have you here. The Winter Hoot at the Ashokan Center is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mike and Ruthie will be playing. Amy Helm will be playing. Jay and Molly will be playing. Quite an event, and you can find out more at ashokancenter.org. So, good luck, and get some sleep before the gig, by all means.
We'll be working hard, but it's going to be a blast, and thanks for having us on the air.
Yep, Ruth Unger, Mike Miranda, thanks for being here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Down again, over and over again, as if it were true, when it wasn't. So my job was to go back and look at the original logs of Samuel D. Champlain, the early reports, and how they have been misrepresented over time. So to me, it really is a book that could be used in journalism classes, and how it's important to go to your original sources and use those original sources.
Well, the name of the book is The Untold Story of Champ, a social history of America's Loch Ness Monster. It's published by Excelsior Editions. Robert Bartholomew, thank you very much for sharing the story with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is The Untold Story of Champ, a social history of America's Loch Ness Monster. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Support for WAMC comes from Richards Fuel and Heating, East Hampton, Massachusetts, providing high-efficiency gas and oil heating systems to the Pioneer Valley for over 45 years. Now expanding into the Westfield area, richardsfuel.com. And Don Muller Gallery, Northampton, Massachusetts, specializing in jewelry, custom designs, handcrafted glass, and gifts by American artists since 1978. Facebook and donmullergallery.com.
Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Join us tomorrow when we'll chat with Ward Wilson to talk about myths of nuclear weapons. We'll welcome comedian Mark Maron, who will be at the Egg on Friday, and Sterling Ward will discuss being the Lord of Publishing. Plus, Alan will be back in the Congressional Corner, and we'll learn about Shakespeare and Company's production of David Ives' The Liar. Plus much more tomorrow on the program. My thanks go to Katie Britton, Alan Chartok, Ian Pickus, Ray Graff, our engineer on the board, Dave Hopper, and Sarah LeDuc, the producer of our program. Help us shave some time off the fun drive by pledging online to the Lockbox. WAMC.org, WAMC.org. I want to thank you for joining us for the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. Have a terrific and safe Tuesday. Stay tuned for Brian Shields and Midday Magazine.
This is Northeast Public Radio, WAMC-FM HD.